News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Counting of votes in the Maharashtra and Haryana Assembly elections will take place today, with the BJP looking to retain power, its hopes buoyed by exit polls indicating an easy victory. These were the first major elections after the BJP retained power in the Lok Sabha polls in May, winning 303 seats of a total 543. While most exit polls projected a comfortable victory for the BJP in Haryana, one predicted a close fight between the Saffron Party and the Congress, with the Jananayak Janata Party likely to play kingmaker. In Maharashtra, exit polls have predicted a clear majority for the BJP-led alliance comprising the Shiv Sena and other parties in the 288-member assembly. In 2014, the BJP won 47 seats and the Congress 15 in the northern state, with two Haryana Janhit Congress legislators later merging with it. The Indian National Lok Dal had 19 seats and the Bahujan Samaj Party and the Shiromani Akali Dal won each. There were five independents. Later, two INLD legislators died and barring Abhay Singh Chautala, most other INLD MLAs and prominent leaders switched to the BJP, Congress or JJP. The BJP won the Jind bipole this year, taking its strength to 48 in the 90-member house. Prominent among those whose fate will be known today include Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar, former Congress CM Bhupinder Singh Hooda, JJP leader Dushyant Chautala and INLD's Abhay Singh Chautala. Haryana Ministers Ram Bilas Sharma, Anil Vij, Captain Abhimanyu, O.P. Dhankar and Kavita Jain also contested for the BJP. Apart from Hooda, other Congress bigwigs in the contest include Randeep Singh Surjewala, Kiran Chaudhary, Ranbir Mahindra and Kuldeep Bishnoi. The BJP also fielded TikTok star Sonali Phogat and three sportspersons Babita Phogat, Yogeshwar Dutt and Sandeep Singh. Led by Khattar, the BJP had set a target of winning 75 seats in the state where the Congress is struggling to make a comeback. The Aam Aadmi Party, the Lok Tantra Suraksha Party and Swaraj India also contested the elections, though none of them fought all 90 seats. The BJP had made the nullification of Article 370 and nationalism major poll issues. It also told voters that the Khattar government had provided a clean and transparent administration. The Congress and other opposition parties targeted the BJP government over unemployment, law and order, and the condition of farmers. The Maharashtra unit of BJP has made victory preparations at its headquarters in Mumbai. Officials have given order for 5,000 laddus and erecting a huge screen to see the live coverage of counting. Orders for garlands are also placed, a party official said on Wednesday. BJP workers have been asked to reach the party headquarters, located near Mantralaya or the state secretariat in South Mumbai, after 10 a.m. when the poll trends are expected to emerge. And counting will also take place for 51 assembly seats and two Lok Sabha constituencies across 18 states where bi-polls were held on Monday. The BJP and its allies held nearly 30 of these assembly seats, while the Congress had won 12 and the rest were with regional parties. The bi-polls are a battle of prestige for the parties as the results will not substantially change the seat arithmetic in the legislatures and will be more of a morale booster. Among the states ruled by the BJP and its allies, counting will be held for the maximum 11 seats in Uttar Pradesh, followed by 6 in Gujarat, 5 in Bihar, 4 in Assam and 2 each in Himachal Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. The other states where bi-polls were held are Punjab for 4 seats, Kerala for 5 seats, Sikkim 3 seats, Rajasthan 2 seats and a seat each in Arunachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Puducherry, Meghalaya and Telangana. Counting of votes will also be held in the Lok Sabha seats of Satara in Maharashtra and Samastipur in Bihar, which were held by the NCP and the LJP respectively. In politically crucial UP, the polls are seen as a litmus test for the Yogi Adityanath government, which has completed 30 months in office. The BJP currently has 302 members out of 403 in the assembly. It is a four-cornered contest with the BJP, Bahujan Samaj Party, Samajwadi Party and Congress fielding candidates on all 11 assembly seats. In Rajasthan, it will be an opportunity for the ruling Congress to consolidate its thin majority if it is able to wrest the two seats from the BJP and its ally RLP. Of the 200 assembly seats in Rajasthan, the Congress has 106 MLAs, including the 6 who defected to the party from the BSP recently. In Sikkim, where bipolls were held for 3 seats, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang is among the candidates. The BJP has fielded former Congress MLA Alpesh Thakur from Radhanpur in Gujarat, where bipolls were held for 6 seats, 4 of which were with the BJP and 2 with the Congress. A Congress win in the Punjab bipolls will be seen as an endorsement of Chief Minister Amrinder Singh's policies. Out of the 4 seats, the BJP, Shiromani Akali Dal, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress held 1 seat each. Counting of votes will also be held for the Khonsa West seat in Arunachal Pradesh, Naxal hit Chitrakoot in Chhattisgarh, Huzur Nagar in Telangana, Jhabua in Madhya Pradesh and Shela in Meghalaya. In Assam, 3 of the seats were with the BJP and 1 with the Congress. The ruling JDU had won 4 seats in Bihar, while 1 was with Congress. Assembly elections are due next year in the state, and the bipoll result in the 4 seats could be seen as a vote on the performance of the Nitish Kumar government. In the other northern states, result will be out for Pachar and Dharamshala seats in Himachal Pradesh. Both were held by the ruling BJP earlier. The ruling AIADMK and DMK are both looking for a moral edge with a victory in Vikravandi and Nanguneri assembly seats in Tamil Nadu. In Kerala, 3 of the 5 assembly seats where bipolls are being held were with the opposition Congress. And Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg conceded on Wednesday that the company's planned digital currency Libra was a risky project, but sought to reassure skeptical US lawmakers that it could lower the cost of electronic payments and open up the global financial system to more people. Sporting a suit and tie, Zuckerberg also fended off aggressive questions on election interference, free speech, hate groups, and fake news from members of the US House of Representatives Financial Services Committee. Representative Maxine Waters, the panel's fiery Democratic chair, quizzed Zuckerberg on Facebook's steps to combat misinformation and voter suppression ahead of the November 2020 US presidential election. She also suggested policymakers should consider breaking up Facebook. Waters had previously called for halting the Libra project before its planned 2020 launch and has drafted legislation that would bar tech companies from entering financial services. It would be beneficial for all if Facebook concentrates on addressing its many existing deficiencies and failures before proceeding any further on the Libra project, Waters told Zuckerberg 2 days after Facebook disclosed it had removed a network of Russian accounts targeting US voters on its Instagram platform. Republican and Democratic lawmakers alike blasted Facebook for failing to crack down on online child exploitation and political misinformation and for data privacy lapses. Several said they did not trust Facebook to help provide financial services to its 2.4 billion users, given the past scandals. Zuckerberg said Facebook would insist on US regulatory approval before launching Libra, which is being established by a Switzerland-based consortium, including venture capital firms and non-profits. He said Facebook would even leave the Libra Association if other companies sought to launch the currency without that sign-off. Authorities found 39 people dead in a truck in an industrial park in England on Wednesday and arrested the driver on suspicion of murder in one of Britain's worst human smuggling tragedies. Police were reconstructing the final journey of the victims as they tried to piece together where they were from and how they came to be in England. To put 39 people into a locked metal container shows a contempt for human life that is evil, said Jackie Doyle Price, a member of parliament who represents the area where the truck was found. The best thing we can do in memory of those victims is to find the perpetrators and bring them to justice, Price said. The truck and the trailer with the people inside apparently took separate rambling journeys before ending up on the grounds of the Waterglade Industrial Park in Grays, 40 kilometers east of London on the River Thames. British police said they believe the container came from Belgium to England, where it arrived early Wednesday. Police believe the tractor travelled from Northern Ireland to Dublin, where it took a ferry to Holyhead in Wales before picking up the trailer at the dockside in England. The truck's driver, a 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland, was arrested on suspicion of murder. He has not been charged and his name has not been released. The truck was registered in Bulgaria to a company owned by an Irish person, Bulgaria's foreign ministry said. Its point of origin was unclear. The Belgian Federal Prosecutor's Office said it has opened an investigation. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.